Blog Talk Radio.
When she spoke to me softly, I felt like piano in the dark, because she tickled the ivories of my mind. And after she spoke, my feelings lined up in a single file line right at her heart's doorstep. Love looked through the peephole at these googly-eyed door-to-door salesmen. The door opened up and sold was she on me. She applauded me like the fans did MJ in the 9-5 when he came back wearing the 4-5, and then again in the 0-5 when he delved into minority ownership. Her soft voice tickled my eardrum so, even made my happiness burst out into laughter. My spirit chuckled immensely. I could even see myself giggling in the midst of life and the hereafter. At night, my smiles were so deep during my sleep that my dreams and fantasies called the house, left happy messages, and didn't even wait for the beep. My nightmares could not even activate, as they were like phantoms caught trying to creep. Morning breath just rested on my tongue and didn't even try to seep between my teeth. Instead of snoring, you had me puckering, kissing visions of your loveliness during my sleep. My body lay with eternal bliss as I reminisced about you while parked between the sheets. But back in the day, when my heart was broken, I thought the pain would last. You were the doctor and provided triple bypass love surgery. My feelings for you surpassed my sense of urgency to be with you, and not even a 911 call could equate to the emergency that would ensue if I didn't have you with me in my life, and the perjury that would be committed would hide truth admitted if you are not my wife. And when I get heated and start to frown, needing to cool down, you are my ice. And I don't drink, but would get drunk off your love as it intoxicates, adding affliction to my addiction, cause you are my vice and you are my rice. To go with my red beans, signifying my self-esteem, satisfying love's appetite, for you're the cream in my romantic fantasies' crops. Girl, the IRS couldn't even tax me for your exemption. Baby, your love had me on good lockdown like Shawshank Redemption. But this is an anomaly, because at the same time your love set me free, you sent me on a journey, not to discover you, but intrepid were my excursions on self-discovery. My quest unfolded fathoms of bliss within the chasms of my mind, and at this point love couldn't miss, as you landed right in the middle of my paradigm. And just as sure as 20 cents equals a paradigm, pennies for thoughts, nickels for kisses, quarters for wishes, that we'd spend every waking moment and not run out of time. Baby, your love is insane, kinda like pain after knee surgery with no Novocaine. Your love is far out like sci-fi, like E.T. phone in home, and the history like Jesse James Robin trains. Your love is etched eloquently down to the bone. Memories of you will remain permanently, like an epitaph on a tombstone. Your spirit belongs with me, scoring touchdowns like Saints and Superdomes. Baby, my interest in you is forever, like banks when they give super loans. Your power dwarfs mine, but consider me your super gnome. Your picture is like an application on the main screen of my iPhone. And I know, as I flow, I reap what I sow. And I so want to be with you, just so that you know. And if you go before I go, this life cycle won't be the end of our road, because in the ground I go with you, just so you'll know. Pushing beautiful daisies with that life afterglow, meshed together, eternally we grow. Crazy. Easy, isn't it? I know.
That was Mark Lacy. I think we do have him on the line. 256 area code 256. Is this Mark Lacy?
This is. What's happening? Man,
Man, my bag, man. I looked on the message and I said, what number does he have? And I looked, and the last number I put in wrong. I'm sorry, my man. I'm sorry.
No problem, but I actually should have it programmed in my phone anyway, man. That's what happens, you know, when you switch phones and things of the sort. So it's all good. I'm just happy to be here, bro.
Well, how have you been, Mark Lacy? I am very glad that you came to do the show. Anytime you do the show, it's a special treat, for real. And also say hello to Miss CJ. She is also on the line.
Hello, Miss CJ. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Hey,
how are you?
Doing well, thanks. Doing well. How have I been? Man, you know, it's nonstop 24/7 with me. Just happy to be on the grind still, touring, writing, producing, still working my day grind. So, you know, it's nonstop, man. I've expanded my platform a little bit, you know, doing a lot of articles, doing a lot of reviews, you know, writing for magazine and things of the sort. So just really trying to tap every aspect of, you know, this writing capability that God has blessed me to have.
Well, I'm glad, my brother, because in a minute, I might need you to write some stuff for me. Produce
<Ain't>
me.
That's a thing.
Well, we're going to let you start off, Mark. I'm sure you got a piece that you might want to put down, and then Miss CJ, and then me, and then we'll go to one of your songs off the new album, which I don't have and I need to get. Praise God.
Okay. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, I'll start off with a short piece to get everybody warmed up, and then you know, we'll crank it up a little higher as we progress through the show.
Okay.
All right. box of chocolates, my heart has an assortment of sweet vibes for you. And like vintage wine, I'm bubbling over with bliss at the thought of you coming through. And when I see you, I burn. I mean, like a silkworm, my spirit churns, threads of joy, about which I cannot be coy. I'm a grown man, but girl, you got me feeling like a puppy love smitten boy. Your kiss, it irrigates my spirit with the waters of romance flanked by the beaches of chance. And the river transforms into a Riviera as our romance is enhanced in France. And thoughts of you give my mind pleasant rhythms as it's come endeared by aneurysms of you. And just the mere mention of your name warrants lovely concussions at the discussion at you being my boo. And your picture was stored on my heart's drive, but now I realize without your memory caches, my system, it crashes into a very mean blue screen, throwing this user into a quarantine. And it's you for whom I'm desirous. And if you're not downloaded, then I succumb to a malicious, lonely virus. You're circulating in my veins. And at this point, the transfusion will only cause confusion. Therefore, I'm not a donor. Otherwise, I'll be a goner without you.
I'm doing a golfer's clap with my feet.
Oh, man.
That can't put it down. Miss CJ.
Okay.
It's on you.
This is a short one. Huh?
It's on you.
This is a short one, and it's titled, Hide What? Hide My Hips. Who said so? Hide My Lips. They Have a Glow. Hide My Hair. Naps and all. We can't bear to cover it all. Why must I hide the things I've got? God gave to me this structured lot. Love myself first. That's what I must do. With hips and lips and a stride that is well to do. Oh, yes, my African brothers and sisters, hide not what God has made. For if we do, we will lose the kings and queens of age.
All right.
She messed me. Wait a minute. Hide my. I'm going to have to play that back. I need to. I love that. That was very good. I'm sitting over here with a big grin on my face because she told me she did this, but I think I heard a couple of things that she had told me on the phone, but man, I like that, Miss CJ. We need to put a beat under that.
There's nothing like
you need to write another stanza. You need another verse on that. Oh, man, that was pretty good. Well, what'd you say, Mark?
Nothing like truth being expressed through poetry. You know, that's what it's all
for real. What I'm getting ready to read, I do song lyrics. I don't do what you guys do. So, like I said, mine is to the elementary form in the truest sense of the word. This is called Rock the Jamma Rama. This was a club that I was at back in Virginia. I walked in this club called the Jamma Rama for the city slicker, not the country Bama. Play rap music here all through the night. A little Eric B, some Rapper's Delight. The people checked me out. It was so intense. The women on my jacket made no sense, cause I'm something new, a fresh body in town. Give me fantastic beats, I will throw the hell down. So I strolled to the bar to get myself a drink. I said a Kool-Aid twist with a lemon blink. Just as I turned around to rejoin the gig, there was a brother in my face just acting a nig. He said, "You think you're so bad? Put down the glass." I said, "After I'm finished, then I'll kick your ass." I took a sip, I smashed him dead in the face with my right hand, had him up by his waist. A face look of terror, but his eyes red pain. As I had him in the air, this is what I exclaimed: "You go Bama Lama Slammer, and I don't give a damn, cause I am the ammer who can rock the jammer-rammer." After all of that, the suckers were chill. Went on party back, didn't have to ill. But a nigga named Big Reggie had to have some fun. He didn't like what went down, something had to be done. So he spoke with his crew standing on the side. Some girl came up to me and said, "You better hide." I said, "Hell no, Mr. Taz don't run. If it's a fight like that, let the skeezer come. And Jamie did with a left hook swing. I ducked. He hit the wall, then I did my thing. Kicked him in the chest, he fell dead on his back. With his crew standing around, I didn't give no slack. I started stealing brothers I never knew before. A brother hit a girl, I think she was a whore. But Big Reggie had all that he could bear. I picked him up, pressed him, had him in the air. A face look of terror, but his eyes were in pain. As I had him in the air, this is what I exclaimed. You'll go bama lama slammer, and I don't give a damn, cause I am the ammer who can rock the jam-a-rama. Jam-a-rama personnel were working too tight. If they spread it on out, there wouldn't be no fight. So I was in the mood with a slow song on. Found me a girl, touched her on her arm. Then we took to the floor like a bat out of hell. We got real close together, then I served her well. She started to moan as she squeezed my back. I slow danced her, and that's a hell of a fact. But after the dance, the man came and said, let go of her or you'll be dead. He said, no, no, sucker, the joke is on you. With this black steel jammy, you will be through. I kicked the jammy out of his hand and fell on the floor. I grabbed him by his neck, had him high as the door. A face look of terror, but his eyes were in pain. As I had him in the air, this is what I exclaimed. You'll go bama, lama, slammer. And I don't give a damn. Cause I am the Emma who can rock the jam-a-rama. Word.
That's the T-A-Z short story spoken word.
Okay. Dang, well.
Hey, it was one fight. It wasn't three, but it was true. I'm gonna play. I know as Mark came in and. Man, I like that too. Without no music, just straight spoken word. I want to play Go Ahead. Explain that, Mark.
Okay, the Go Ahead track, and I got to give a shout to my boy Kelvin Wooten, who produced that. And Kelvin works with a lot of big name artists, one being Anthony Hamilton, and a whole slew of them. So, you know, it's very proud to be a Huntsville native and to work with Huntsville talent. This track is basically what sets the tempo in the Narcoleptic EP. You know, it's got a nice mellow but hard-hitting beat, very melodic, a lot of singing in it. And I'm just basically trying to tell people to stay focused regardless of what you're going through in life. You got to stay focused in order to move ahead. So that pretty much set the pace for the CD, and you know, we're very proud that you know, because when you do a CD, when you produce a CD, the way you sequence the tracks is just as important as the details within the tracks themselves. So that was the first we worked on, and background singers did an awesome job. And, you know, just very proud, and that's what set the tempo of the CD.
You to go forward with your life. Never look back at me when you strive. No. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And up and down the road is the direction in which you need to carry your load. Forward motion is no notion, for you're just a fish, and life is a big, big ocean. Even if the light during your swim is dim, that third eye contains faith potion, faith serum, faith elixir. Your heartbeat is the timekeeper drumming, and the minutes are coming quicker. While you turn corners, the stress builds higher, but your perseverance earmarks your desire. During the autopsy, they need to find the fire. They need to smell the smoke, and they need to understand that when God created you, man, there was laughter, but no joking. and not even any poking fun at the journey that has begun. When obstacles hold you up, tell them that you've got to run. No turning to the left, to the left. No turning to the right, to the right. Hit that straightaway and catch your stride. Let God fuel your motor as you spread your gumption's wings and just ride like the wind. Transcend. Don't break but bend. Don't take no sin. Don't hate but grin. Don't lose but win. The past is the past is the past is the past. And if you don't look ahead, bad memories will last, will last, will last, will last. So what is it that you plan to do? You gonna go forward or you gonna look back?
I want you to go forward.
I dare you to not turn around. I dare you to turn around. A life that's headed into the ground. 180s need no protractor to measure the angles. Just keep moving those objects underneath your ankles. Get your directions. Remember your bearings. Understand your heading. Never commit to letting the devil and his team throw you off course. Life is a steeplechase, and you need to ride that horse forever, forever around eternity's track. Remove the word back from your vocabulary, unless you're giving back to the community, and yes, it's necessary. And when you're walking that righteous path, life can be a bit scary. Situations can be a little hairy. No such thing as the pain fairy taking your aches away. But a great time to start working on you is today. To some, life is but a game. Have no time to play, but I just want to say that I want to take the time to pray. I pray that you will read salvation's compass and find your way. Just move in the direction towards perfection. Fight those demons scheming about your angels of protection. Be real, keep it 100 about those things in your life that need correction. Friends and supporters should be a byproduct of a careful selection. I know you can make it, I know you can take it. Life has real challenges, and I know that you won't fake it. Just put one foot in front of the other, my brother.
Put one foot in front of the other. And do your business, my brother. Yeah. Evolve now. Grow.
Representing WATACP. Yeah. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, was sucking up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a sore throat, kid, hard to swallow as I brain power weak and mind decrease. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, president's deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say. Like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun. Couple of laughs, some good times, the ways that I come through and drop rhymes. People be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't short lines, I keep a true arm. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. Know what I'm saying? Spread the love, spread the love. Spread the love, yeah. All up in the place to be. WATAZP, yeah.
Hey, TAZP, your host, TAZ. Mark, go ahead. It's on you, Mark. It's on you. I love that track. It's on you, Cat.
Okay, so this is round two?
Round two.
I'm trying to be a spoken word artist, but sometimes the emotions don't necessarily fit time with the lyrics. I'm trying to be a spoken word artist. I'm trying to be a spoken word artist in my quest to make you feel it. I figure if I'm failing, if the applause ship keeps sailing away, I'm trying to be a spoken word artist. I'm trying to be a spoken word artist, and my words need to exude phonological excellence, accented with a magnitude of splendor unlike any other. And the relevance of good voice projection yields fabulous confabulation. I'm trying to be a spoken word artist. Lord, just let me be the fear of loquenda, viva folk and loquacious juggernaut, kicking jargon, lingua, fatwa, patwa. And the dialect of effusive phraseology is a prism in the land of provincialism. I'm trying to be a spoken word artist like Forrest Gump. I want to run out of my lyrical leg braces like Dorothy, Toto, Tin Man, Scarecrow on the line. I want the faces saying, call me, I want the spit spoken word like Jimi Hendrix plays Purple Haze. I aspire for it to have the same impact as that which transpired as when Jesus saved. The voice, enunciation, diction, and delivery should radiate perfection like the choir singing September, accompanied by the earth, wind, and fire brass section. My desire is to be the composer and arranger of the national spoken word anthem. I yearn to be the leader and director of the spoken word mass choir. No more claptrap, flim-flam, hogwash, horse feathers, poppycock, or tomfoolery, asininity, derangement, fatuity, insipidity, lunacy, madness, merry-making, or buffoonery of the craft. No longer will I be marred with the label of an amateur. I aspire to be the maestro, virtuoso, a dactylic hexameter, odes, haiku, senryu, limericks, and iambic pentameter. My tongue will wrap around the earth as the words burn. Lyrics will form in a storm as I mimic Saturn. I want to rock all amphitheaters, auditoriums, concert halls, and hippodromes. I want to receive elements from vaudeville, Carnegie, Apollo with the cadence of a metronome. No longer will I implement the scuttlebutt as I remain humble. But when I step up in the ring, let the spoken word referee say, let's get ready to rumble. There's no mystique in my communique. Stupendous theatrics intertwined with brilliant colloquialisms. Thespian pantomimus, and I'm throwing rhymes like metaphor ventriloquism. In case there's a point in this piece you may have missed in layman's terminology, I'm trying to be a spoken word artist up in this bitch. My personal affirmation is that I will step up to this microphone and I will rip it to annihilation. I cannot lose with God on my side. I won't stop vying to the day that I die. Like Sly in the Family Stone said, I can make it if I try. I want to spread my lyrical wings like an albatross and let my tongue fly. I know that in the end I've given my best, therefore I will not cry. The primary purpose of me spitting this piece is to release a message that's been imprisoned inside of me. I want to encourage you all to shed that bashful skin, gravitate towards this here microphone like it's your next of kin. Say your prayer and thus become a slayer of all fear. And by the time you get off that microphone, that melted metal's a true indicator that you decided to recite. You did it, and you did it right. No more fright. I'm trying to be a spoken word artist for you tonight. I'm trying to be a spoken word artist for you to see the light.
know Miss CJ over there fanning, but while she fanning and taking a dip of water, I'm going to tell you right now, I've heard Mark do the hook of I Want to Be a Spoken Word Artist, but he remixes it every time I hear it. Man, you messed me up again. That, you know what? To be honest with you, you should put out a single with five versions of that song under different beats. Yeah, I'm serious. You just need to put out five different beats, five remixes of the I Want to Be a Spoken Word Artist.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, bro, because some of my spoken word mentors have told me that, you know, once you learn to flip a piece, you know, and you can remix it just in the words. You can remix it in the tempo. You can remix it in the cadence. And you know, once I finally got comfortable doing that piece, I said, okay, in order for it to not sound redundant, I'm going to have to change my speed, change the tempo, change the delivery up. And that's really the only way I can stay interested in doing that piece. So with that being said, man, you know, I looked at that as a challenge, and now I can enjoy it because, you know, I kind of flip it every time I do it. And sometimes I flip it and don't even think about it. It's just a natural thing. So I say that to my mentees as well. Once you get comfortable with a signature piece, learn to flip it a little bit. Learn to alter it and see the different reactions that you get from it.
Yeah, you got one here. Okay. Well, CJ, it's
right
on you.
Here. I'm listening. I'm learning.
It's on you, Miss CJ.
Okay. This is two of our great men of history. I'm using their first names for no disrespect. Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay.
Malcolm and Martin, with love in their eyes, men of distinction, always showing a lot of pride, telling and showing the world as a whole how to move forward, stand up, and become bold. Making your life the best is what each man would say, not waiting for the rest. Your life is a very high price to pay. Teaching and doing our part is taught to us each day. Working and sharing the art will better our future along the way. Take control of your life. Follow through on dreams and goals. Be determined to finish the fight and watch the sky before unfold. Malcolm and Martin, leading people in their time, but only with the help and guidance of our Savior Lord, divine.
Mm. I like that, man. That was good, Miss CJ.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, you know, you pay homage to your historical figures, forefathers like that, you know, when you talk, people listen, no doubt.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay, I'm debating over here, you know. I'm in about 5,000 poems over here, or song lyrics. This is definitely a play on the story in the Bible with Daniel. Not Daniel, but the brothers. It's Meshach, but we all know the story of them being thrown in the furnace of fire by King Nebuchadnezzar. This is a play on it for my new gospel CD that I got out right now. Three men sent up to jail, a false crime without the bail. Luck dried up like in a well, case appeal sent through the mail. The place of jail was known so tough. Inmates there lived life too rough. Death with numbers, hardly enough. Warren Nezzer was known to bluff. He told the three that they could chill. Praise his rule, obey his deal. If they don't, they will be the kill. What he said was truly real. The three agreed we can cope. Not to a rule, we praise on hope. Put dirt on us, we use the soap. But to your deal, we all say nope. Lift your hands, raise the roof. Jesus is here, we got the proof. Warren Nezzer put them with killers. Hoods and thieves with drug dealers. Something about those three and Bean. They were in behind the fire, so it seemed. The others there knew it too, wanted to know Jesus through and through. The word got out all around. The three in jail, the good was found. Never saw it, it was not his rule. No more danger, the scene was cool. Not his way, but Jesus was real. The three in jail won their appeal. Soon they were free, got let out. And Nezra knew it was no doubt. The four agreed they can cope with his rule. They praise with hope. Lift your hands, raise the roof. Jesus is here. We got the proof.
Right. Hey, again. When you get people's attention when doing poetry, that's victory right there. And, you know, of course, you cannot top talking about the Savior himself. And that's and to me, you don't necessarily have to be in front of a church crowd. You can be in front of any crowd. You're going to touch somebody because somebody's going through something. You know, somebody's going through something. That, and to me, that's the beauty of poetry. That is the beauty of poetry.
Okay. I wanted Mark to hear this song that we did. Me and Ron, we record every year. And I had went to Virginia in June, and we recorded 15, 17 tracks. This is one of the songs off the new CD that's called Z Smooth, being that I'm T-A-Z, and he calls himself Smooth Sounds, so we adopted the title Z Smooth. This song is called Degree Education. Now, I don't know if Miss CJ heard it before. I think she might have. I don't know. This is called Degree Education by the Love Brothers, which is me and Ron L.
Get it, girl, get it. I know you're not with them.
Yeah, that was me and Ron, the Love Brothers, a.k.a. I did the beat, wrote all the words, of course. That's for the new CD, Z Smooth.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Yeah, you guys are always making magic together, and that track is no exception. That's what's up,
man. Thanks. I know you was tripping on it. Get it, girl. Get it.
Girl.
I was the old Style Crew joint from the 80s.
Yeah, we used to yell that out at the club, bro. All the time. Okay, it's back on Mark. Round three, Ding Ding, is back on Mark.
Okay, okay. Some of you may listen to this piece and just wonder. Others may seem confused and perplexed as this performance concludes, but for those that can feel me, you may experience the revelation, deja vu, as tears may form in the wells of your eyes as you reminisce about all of those lonely days that have gone by. Let me tell you, until you've witnessed the loss, you don't know what a void feels like. Until you've had to deal with the blues via the bumps and the bruises and all the pains of a two-time loser, you may have to have certain words removed from your vocabulary. You toy around with love. You fall. Then receive that fatal phone call from Heartbreak's messenger telling you that love just don't live here anymore. Your beatless heart still tries to pump the oxygen and blood for you to live, but the love or lack thereof has you feeling a living death. You're coming apart while trying to keep it together. Your love well has run dry, and at night you nearly drown on the tears you cry. Then you scream, oh, Lord, why? Why must you do this to me? You go to church. You pray. You join every committee. But like so many others, you've had to learn that that first step to the road to recovery means that it has to burn. And freedom of this reality, you have to wait your turn. See, having faith does not necessarily mean having anesthesia. And when God pleases you, it's via basis when he sees it fit to relieve you. Your friends come calling, they say, oh, forget about your ex. Well, it's easy for them to say when the closest that they've been to love is watching Lifetime or Soul Food. You're struggling with trying to get it out of your mind, but at the same time, you want to hold on to precious memories. And when your ex calls, you try to front like it's all good, but that dull pain in the pit of your gut bears the weight. The weight of heavy wood. And with love or lack thereof, it'll have you twisting and turning as the demons are preaching you a sermon. Encourage you to go to church to keep a hooping and a hollering, claiming that you're loving the Lord above, but at the same time, you are afraid of love. And when your heart bleeds, it'll take you down to your knees. It'll have you looking for fundraisers where all the proceeds go to finding you a heart transplant, a heart that is free, free of hurt, free of pain, free of lies. And the only way to get it is to just die. But still, despite all of that, you cannot give up. You have got to try, try, try. You can't go to that liquor store thinking that six-pack of affection is going to steer you in the right direction. You go to the good time house looking for stimulation, but you leave with an infection, finding out the hard way that fulfillment via artificial gratification is a deflection of the principles of what God teaches us. So the next time you feel that pain, pray. But understand there is no quick fix when your heart feels the pain from the licks of rejection. Understand you are not the first to have experienced the worst. There are others who have experienced it before you, and there are some experiencing this very day. So the next time you feel that pain, pray, drop. But when you finish, stand up tall, walk. Don't stop, don't stop, and don't stop.
Wow.
That cat, hey, you know, this is second nature to Mark. This is what he does. This is what he do. this cat, he went, whoop, and put it down. Man, I loved it, man. You know, I'm always loving it. So that cat, I looking at the phone, listening, you know, with ears wider open than normal, and and my eyes wide, too, like, wow, he just said that. That was good, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you all listening.
Miss CJ, it's on you.
Okay. Okay, coming from my teaching background, I love my children, so this is dedicated to them. It's like a prayer titled, okay. What About Our Children? What about our children with their eyes all aglow? What about our children? Dear God, tell us and help us to show that Jesus died for all our sins and made a way for grace to come in. He knows us how to trust his word and make a voice through us heard. So what about our children? People wake up and see. Our children are running scared today. They're crying out with this plea. Help us, show us, love us, then respect us and teach us the way. Make us aware that in this world, we really need to pray. We are the past and the present, the future on the way. A light that shines so bright, we are the children of today. So please don't forget about our children. They have such a vital part, because to live in this world ain't easy without the love of God in their hearts.
Hmm.
Yes, I like that. And that is so very true about the kids of the day. That is so very true. And that needs to be in the song, too, so kids can hear it.
Yeah, it's
going to
be to it.
Yeah, it's we're living in a day and age now in which a lot of our young folk, unfortunately, and some more mature folk, too, are gravitating towards trends and, you know, what's quick bling, what's hot, instead of focusing on things that are wholesome and things that have staying power. So we all collectively need to put that emphasis on having staying power and teaching our kids to learn to like those things that will be likable throughout the duration of time. And when you talk about, you know, the love of God, and you also focusing on the children, then, you know, that's a win-win, especially, you know, when it comes to writing. So definitely hats off for, you know, dedicating that through the words to the young people.
I'm in the chat room, and BRBurns.com has a question for Mark. He says, have you ever forgotten a poem in the middle of your performance?
Oh, man, that is the worst. I'm not necessarily a freestyler, but I can play it off. But, man, I'm the type of cat, it's like I kind of get angry at myself because I'm like, you know, it's not supposed to go down like this. But, you know, there are times I have a real live intro, walk into a room, spit in the piece, and then right in the middle of the piece, draw a freaking blank. And ain't nothing you could do about it. It's like flying in a plane at 30,000 feet and you hit all these air pockets. Ain't nothing you could do about that turbulence. There's nothing you can do about it. Some people were blessed with the gift of freestyling. I wasn't blessed with that gift. What I do, I try to wing it until I can find the hook word to the next stanza. Now, 9 times out of 10, the audience, if they're not familiar with the piece, then they're not going to know. And then even sometimes if they are familiar with the piece, they're not going to know it to that extent. But that is the worst feeling in the world, man. It's like somebody pulling the carpet out from underneath your feet.
Yeah, I could attest to that.
Yes.
Because I've forgotten stuff in the middle of a performance. But I did have something else. Like you said, I had to wing it, dog. Like, wow. And I'm sitting there bewildered, looking crazy, like, they just don't know that I don't know.
I'm sitting there cursing, oh, Lord, help me. You know how you throw one of those in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun, man. It's a fun feeling. And then especially if you call yourself having prepared for it. You know, if you prepared for it and you got it all polished up. But there's so many dynamics when it comes to spoken word performance, man. See, a lot of people don't know. A lot of people just think you're a machine up there just reeling some stuff off. Man, there's so many psychological factors. Like, if you practice in a white room, but you're performing in a brown room, that might mess with your psyche. You know what I'm saying? And if your voice is a certain way while you're rehearsing, and then you get to the performance room, and it's either very acoustic or not acoustic, and you're not sounding the same, that messes with the psyche, too. So you start thinking about these small things. Next thing you know, you get distracted, and then you just draw a complete blank, no rhyme or reason. Just whoop. And so you just got to wing it from there.
Well, I agree with you, Mark, and I have seen you operate, so I know you can pull out one out your hat. So I already know. Even if you did forget, we would have been forgot that you forgot. We would have been like, I thought he almost messed up, but he came back.
Yeah, man, I and then some people at the end of the performance, you know, people are like, oh, you did so well. And then you say, hell, I forgot half the piece. And then they say, yeah, sometimes I say, hell, it don't matter if you can tell or not. You know, I'm supposed to nail that piece, you know.
Right, right.
It happens to everybody. And I think it's good when it happens because it shows that you're only human and that you have to deal with those things.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's true.
It's on me. Of course, this is a true story. And this is when I was deep in hoism before I got married. Praise God. This is called Try a Piece. Ting-a-ling, the phone went all day. I had to pick it up to hear what the other person had to say. It was my cousin, in effect. He said he had two girls, and I said, bet. We hopped in the T-Bird to get to going. A muscle shirt on and the pecs were showing. I said, yo, G, let's flex the style. Are these honey dips real or very wild? He said, no, T-A-Z, these girls are straight. They're down like brandy. You can relate. I smiled, said, that's the way I like them. Cool for whatever, I hope that excites them. Then we entered the place. I'm holding my heart looking at a pretty face. She was a shorty with a compact body. Dangerous looks could kill. I liked the hottie. I said, oh, damn. You can't be the one because you got to have a man. She said, oh, no, this girl is free, and that's the way that it's got to be. And she tried to sound so tough, too tough. A little hardcore, a diamond in the rough. I said, come on, girl, let's take a spin. So I can fill you in on the lifestyles of the TAZ. Let me kick a little knowledge to you, Shorty G. So we exited from a place of residence. Had to get a little gas with a few dead presidents. We were rolling conversation. I had to get to know her. This was no invasion. The girl was straight and all that. Shorty G was simply fine with a body to stack. I let her know all up front end. I was on another level when it came to bumping. She took me for a freak, but later on realized that I was deep, deep with the knowledge I gained through the years. Her times weren't good. I could dry her tears, make her feel the pleasure that's supposed to be felt. I could deal a good hand that's supposed to be dealt, experience the joy of the sexual act, the burning desire from your toes through your back. One thing I have to say sincerely, Shorty G, try a piece of the TAZ. I came over to do battle with the body, put a hit on that ass like John Gotti, had her screaming out things she never screamed before. Was I too good because I was a whore? Through the practice, I was getting plenty pleasure. Lucky charms, luckier than the lucky charm man getting the buried treasure. Check me out, the way that I roll and dice. The lick of my tongue will cause a big slice. You'll bleed the love I'm supposed to get. The love so good, you'll be paying my rent. Because I get it when I throws the Jimmy. 12 inches packing and it's good and plenty. Shorty G, try a piece of the T-A. Y'all know the last letter.
Z.
John Holmes. Go ahead, Ross.
Mark, this is going to be the last house party this year. This year is going to be the last one here because more than likely we ain't going to be in Georgia next year. So this is going to be the last one, and it's October the 8th. Miss CJ said she was coming, so I don't know. All the way out from Cali, she said she coming in.
I'm coming. If God say the same, I'm coming.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
I would love for you to be there if you ain't got no prior commitment. That's October the 8th, which is a Saturday, of course.
No doubt. I will certainly check the calendar and let you know in a timely manner, no doubt.
Also,
and that's my birthday weekend, and I'm accepting August. No.
Wow.
She was serious, though. also got a Terry James performing. He's been on the show before. And this white rapper, his name is NC Poet, and he's a gospel rapper. Looks like an ordinary white dude, but when he get behind the mic, y'all be going, wow, this dude put it down. And we're doing a CD together, so he's got all my beats, and he's been writing, and we've been recording so he can put a CD together.
Okay,
he will be performing as well. Hopefully Ron will be there. Maybe I might do a song, too, so... We'll be there having some fun this last one, October the 8th, and I'm inviting you, you know, if you can come. Either way, you know, wherever we at, you know, we'll definitely send you an invitation as well.
Okay, that's what's up, man. You know, it's always a pleasure being there and you know, always have a great time, so...
With good food, good drink, and a good time.
Yeah, good eats off the chain, man.
Oh, yeah. Because we have everybody bringing, a dish, and then I lay out a big spread. So that's how it's supposed to be. Mark, I want you to tell the people where they can contact you at, hit you up, buy the CD.
Okay, no doubt. Check me out at marklacy.com, MarkLacy.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook. I had to get a couple of pages because of the friend limit. But Facebook.com/Marcellus, MarcellUs, Lacy, LACY. You can buy my CDs on Amazon. They can be digitally downloaded from iTunes. You can hit me up on CDBaby.com. You can also check me out on AVOPublishing.com. And if you got any questions about anything, shoot a brother an email at info@marklacy.com.
Cool, man. Cool. I want to thank you again, man, because, you know, like I said, how many years has it been we've been knowing each other about? Seven?
It's been six or 7 years.
Yeah, something like that. I remember running into you at For Sisters Only. And a brother had a stand with his book and CD, and I just went on and bought them both and was thoroughly blessed after that. I was like, oh, no, man, got to keep in contact with this brother because he's really talented, and I love writing, I love music. So, you know, you hit me right there in the good spot, and I was like, man, I got to get some more of this. So it's been a long time to me. It seemed like a decade. It seemed like I've known you forever. But I know it's been like, you said 6 years.
Yeah, and see, I'll never forget that because, I mean, you went up and supported me, and you didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? And there were thousands of vendors there, and, you know, you came up and supported me and just say, hey, you know, I remember you saying something along the lines of, I appreciate your grind. And, you know, you working hard, doing your thing, and I'm going to support you. And, you know, things like that, you never forget. You never, ever forget those things. And it's like, so I'm forever grateful, forever honored, forever humbled by that. So, yeah, I really appreciate you, bro, the way you support people, the way that you're willing to work with everyone. And, you know, have fun doing it, man. That's a wonderful thing. It's definitely a blessing.
Well, thank you, sir, and it's been an honor having you on the show. Miss CJ, thank you. You surprised me, girl. So when we do this again, I guess you're going to have to go on and throw a couple more out here, for real.
My pleasure. Thank you for listening.
Exodus. And explain it, Mark, and we're going to go out on that song.
Exodus is a track, and another track that was produced by Kelvin Wooten on the Narcoleptic mini EP, and Miss Kathy Yolanda Wright, very talented singer from Huntsville, sang backup on this track. And it's basically just saying, hey, don't waste your life. You have to take advantage of every moment like it's your last moment. Very simple concept, but I think it's a very powerful song.
Thank you again, Mark. Thank you, Miss CJ. We'll be back next week.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
As proverbial as it sounds, life is not a boxing match because you only have one round. Only thing that's guaranteed is death, and death doesn't mean a fancy funeral. But you can bet another set of daisies will be decorating somebody's hillside. So I encourage you, when you take this ride called life, put on that safety belt. Sit back and attack every minute like it's your last. Do not focus on the past. And remember, go hard regardless of the weather. And even when you feel that you're coming apart, make sure you get it and keep it together. Are you here? If so, you may as well come to play. May as well come to get down. Because during life, if you're forced to sit down, then you must be willing to stand back up. And once you stand up, you are officially taking a stand, regardless of whether or not you plan on making it grand. How about just plan on making it? Plan on reaching for it and taking it. The lock to your success, make sure you plan on breaking it. Blowing all obstacles to smithereens. Turning life corners, growing, maturing, and understanding what wisdom means. All of your dull senses through that third eye become keen. Next thing you know, you're the prince that everyone is expecting to become king, or that princess becoming a queen. Now and go toe-to-toe and face-to-face with your haters. Serve them success like a VIP waiter. Show them who's the real mover and who's the real shaker. Don't take a tip from them, but you give them the tip. Tell them that you must have faith in order to be equipped to sip. The taste of success from the cup of forward motion. No such thing as magic potion. Tell them to stop hating themselves, then they'll be able to stop hating on others. Pick up the pieces one by one. Detoxify the demons and remove the clutter.
I'm gonna tell you.